And now it's time for the Broncos' top five moments against the Minnesota Vikings. Number five, December 30th, 2007. The Broncos host Minnesota for the final game of the season. The story of the game was the Denver defense as they held Vikings running back Adrian Peterson to just 36 yards rushing. With the game tied at 19 in overtime, Minnesota quarterback Tavares Jackson is sacked by Alvin McKinley and Jamie Winborn and coughs up the ball. Defensive end Elvis Dumervil scooped it up, putting the Broncos in great field position with the game on the line. Kicker Jason Elam lined up for what would be his final field goal attempt in a Broncos uniform and promptly nailed the 30-yard game-winning field goal, sealing the 22-19 overtime victory. Number 4, November 2nd, 1981. The 13th Monday Night Football game in franchise history turned out to be good luck for the Broncos at a frenzied Mile High. Fourth quarter with the Broncos leading 6-3. Number 41, speedy running back Rob Lytle takes the pitch from Craig Morton and sweeps right, scoring from 5 yards out. The Broncos didn't convert on the extra point, but still held on to a 12-3 lead. On the very next drive, the Denver defense once again neutralized the best passing game in the NFC. It was Aaron Kyle, the defensive back from Wyoming, who picked off Tommy Kramer's pass and returned it 40 yards to the Minnesota 18-yard line. Broncos quarterback Craig Morton found Pro Bowl receiver Steve Watson darting across the end zone for the touchdown. The Broncos went on to win 19-17. Number 3, November 18th, 1984. With the Broncos riding a 9-game winning streak, the Orange and Blue tried to make it 10 in a row hosting Minnesota. Linebacker Rick Dennison helped make that happen with plays like this on defense. But the day belonged to young John Elway, the second-year signal caller out of Stanford, threw 5 touchdowns, going 16 for 19 on the day. The future Hall of Famer hooked up with Sammy Winder and Steve Watson in the first quarter, giving the Broncos a comfortable 21-0 lead. The onslaught continued in the second, when Elway threw a gorgeous pass to Butch Johnson in the back corner of the end zone for another score. Later in the second, John rolled out to his right before hitting a sliding rookie Ray Alexander for the 35-7 first half lead. Finally, in the third, the Duke hits Steve Watson one more time with a bullet. The Broncos would go on to double up the Vikings, 42-21, giving Denver fans a taste of what the next 15 years would hold with Elway at the helm. Number 2, December 4th, 2011. The Broncos traveled to Minneapolis and the two teams were in for a shootout. First quarter and Broncos linebacker Mario Hagan picks off Vikings quarterback Christian Ponder. Mario returns 16 yards for the score and an early 7-2 lead. Early in the third, with the Broncos trailing 15-7, Demaryius Thomas hauls in the Tim Tebow 22-yard pass in the end zone, pulling Denver within one. Later in the third, the two teams traded touchdowns when Thomas and Tebow teamed up again. The Broncos signal caller rolled out of pressure and dumped the ball off to Demaryius, who was off to the races, marching 41 yards to the end zone for the beautiful touchdown. But the Broncos still trailed 22-21. Now in the fourth, with the Broncos trailing 29-21, it was running back Willis McGahee, with 24 of his 1,199 yards on the season, weaving in and out of traffic for the score. The Broncos went for the two-point conversion and were successful as Tebow sauntered into the end zone to tie the game at 29. Then, with the game tied at 32, Matt Traynor nails a 23-yard field goal as time expired, and the Broncos were the road victors, 35-32. And number 1, November 24th, 1996. On a snowy day in Minnesota, the Broncos pulled off a comeback at the Metrodome. Trailing 17-14 in the fourth, John Elway worked his magic from his own 38-yard line, launching a beautiful pass to Anthony Miller for a 39-yard reception. Then on 4th-and-1 from the Minnesota 14, the Broncos opt to go for it instead of trying the game-tying field goal. Elway made sure the gamble paid off, rolling out right and hitting Aaron Craver for just enough and a Denver first down. But the Broncos' magic wasn't finished there. With 29 seconds remaining, John Elway's pass is tipped and in and out of the hands of two Vikings before landing in the hands of Ed McCaffrey for the game-winning touchdown and a miraculous 21-17 Denver win.